You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Hello, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Amen. Coming out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Praise God for this opportunity to be able to come on the internet and through this podcast, encourage you and tell you that no matter what it looks like, it's going to all work out. It's going to all work out. So anchor yourself in the presence of the Lord. That's the place where you're going to gather the strength to be able to endure. No matter what comes at you, you will be able to endure because you are anchored in a place that is unshakable. Unshakable. Amen. Praise God. And we've got plenty of testimonies of the faithfulness of our Father God, of His Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is true. He never lies. And we're grateful. Lord, we are so grateful this day for the breath that comes from you, that you give us life, that Christ is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into this world. He is in all and through all and holds everything together. We thank you that we are never separated. No matter what we feel, the truth is that we're never separated. And we thank you. We thank you that we are not left fatherless. We're not orphans. You love us. How great is your love for us? We thank you for this time of communion. Speak to us through this discussion today. We thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit as you begin to dispel the darkness by the light of your love. We're so grateful. And this I pray in the name that is above every name, our Lord Jesus. Amen. And amen. 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 Thank you for joining me today, or maybe tomorrow, or maybe next week, whenever you listen to this podcast. But we're on part four of the discussion, Who Deserves Love? And we have settled it from the very first episode that all of us deserve love. We were created for love from the very beginning. And that has not changed. God has not withdrawn his love from us, any of us. And this love comes not as something that we've earned. And by earning, it would imply that we deserve it because we earned it. No, it comes just because God is love. It is who he is and what he does. And it expresses itself through mercy. It expresses itself through chastisement. You know, discipline. It expresses itself through the judgment. Because it's a just judgment and it comes from a place of love. And we're grateful for every day that we are able to remember that we have this love that will never fail us. It will never fail us, and it will cast out every fear that may try and come against us. And we know that the spirit of fear is in full operation in the earth right now, shaking things up. But it is your perfect love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, working in and through us and all around us. And we thank you for that. Amen and amen again and again and again. Well, today, I want to talk about wounding or wounds, because this is something that if you're born into this world, you are not going to escape being wounded. For some of us, it starts very early in our lives, and for others, it may start a little bit later. It may not happen until you're in elementary school or high school or wherever. But it is the wounding is going to happen because we're born into a world that is broken itself, and it operates with deception and lies and untruths, and they're all designed to keep us from understanding and walking in who we are as God's beloved children. Amen. So, interesting enough, I read something. I was reading a devotional, and in it, it started out talking about the word innocent. And it just brought so much revelation when I read this definition, because the word innocent comes from a Latin root word that means, listen to this, it means not wounded. That's what innocent means. Innocent means not wounded. So we came in here not wounded. We came in innocent. And I can recall my early woundings that took place during my childhood. And I can see how they shaped my consciousness. They shaped my responses to the world. First of all, I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. And as a little black child growing up in a world that tells you through wounding you by telling you that you are less than and that you don't deserve. And that hate is directed toward you, and prejudice and anger directed toward you when you haven't done anything. And then I was a child who was exposed to sexual molestation. So there was a series of woundings that took place. And that's, you know, we can all identify things that were said to us, things that were done to us, abuses that were done to us that actually wounded us. It wounded us and it caused us to respond in a broken way, in a perverted way, in order to compensate for that wounding. A lot of us have, we've created this alternate personality, and we have used accomplishments in the world, the accumulation of wealth and things, reputation, all those things to make us feel better about who we are because we did not really believe that we deserved love without performing for it. That we didn't receive acceptance without performing for it. But here's the good news, is that our Heavenly Father did not leave us in this state. The Christ, the Word, the living Word of God, manifested itself in the flesh and came into this wounded world, into our wounded lives, so that we might be made whole again. Salvation. And salvation covers so much for us. What the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ has done for our lives. Let's read Isaiah 53, chapter 53, and I'm going to read verse 4 through 7. And just remember, innocent, the word innocent means not wounded. So think of that as I read this scripture. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, that's the conclusion that we came to. That he was afflicted and stricken by God. But the truth is that we are the ones. Humanity is the one that afflicted him and caused him pain. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, with his wounding, we are healed. All we like sheep, all of us like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He willingly did this. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He did not resist and say, I'm innocent. I did nothing wrong. But he submitted himself. He submitted himself to the wounding, to the loss of innocence, so he could identify with us. We cannot say that because he was the Word of God made alive in the flesh, that Jesus did not understand what we endure in this world, the wounding. He allowed himself, he submitted himself. He thought nothing of his reputation. And he submitted himself to this wounding. He bore our griefs and our sorrows. He took this on. And he broke free of it on our behalf through his life, death, burial, and resurrection. That resurrection was the evidence that he had broken the power of this wounding over our lives. So even though we may be wounded, we can be resurrected into a life that it takes us to another place. Our relationship with the Lord through this salvation can resurrect us into a place where we're no longer held prisoner by the wounds. That these wounds can actually be reversed in terms of its impact and cause healing in our lives. This is what the Lord has done for us. And why has he done it? Because he loves us. He loves us. And remember this, as you go through things that occur, wounding that you don't deserve, because you've come into contact with others who are also wounded and have not risen above the wounding through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Remember, our God was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. And he did this because he loved us. Greater love hath no man than this. Willing to lay down his life. He even called us friend, not enemy. He called us friend. Allow this love to continually transform you. Whenever you begin to feel that you're unworthy, that you don't deserve some goodness, remember how much you are loved. You're loved by the one who created you, the one who breathed life into you. No more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation. You have been made free. His love never fails. Well, that's it for me today. I pray that you heard something that stirred your heart and your mind, that you will continue to press through the lies and the deceptions to that place of perfect love. Amen. Praise God and amen. So here we are. What is this? This is the second Friday of the month. So that means that tomorrow night is, let's see. Okay, tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed by joining my brother tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Friday Night Joy. Glory to God. And thank you for joining me and listening. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to be especially kind to one another. Amen. And continue in a hope that comes from the Lord, because our expectations are all in Him and Him alone. God bless you. I love you. Signing off. Bye.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.